Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast that explores the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with artists, creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. I've been thinking a lot about success, what it is, where it's present, and how to measure it. Looking back over the show's history, I haven't spent a lot of time reflecting on success in the popular sense of the word. I don't subscribe to or share the methodologies and frameworks that promise followers, likes, influence, and seven-figure paychecks. But as I take the time to understand what success is for me, I see it showing up time and again. Purpose and meaning. If you struggle to find and measure success for your life and work, this episode is for you. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/554. I feel like I'm starting this episode with confession, but it's been a month since my last monologue episode, and I honestly needed the reset. Instead of pouring my thoughts into the monologues, I focused on writing on my blog, which you'll find at chrismartin.com. Yep, I bought the coveted .com for my name, I think in the late 90s, probably either in my senior year of high school or just after it. And in addition to writing down my thoughts on that website, I've been doing a lot of thinking about success. What is it? Where is it present in my life and in the lives of others? And how do I measure it? According to the dictionary, success is defined as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, the attainment of popularity or profit, a person or thing that achieves desired aims or attains prosperity. Interestingly, the archaic definition is this: the outcome of an undertaking specified as achieving or failing to achieve its aims. Perhaps we can learn a lot about the society we live in based upon the archaic definition of words. I love in the archaic definition that they include failure as a definition of success. That's awesome. So as I mentioned in the intro, it doesn't appear that I talk much about success on this podcast, if you look at it from a surface level, because I don't really have a lot to say about how to get more followers and subscribers, how to 10x your income, or even how to be an influencer. And this all aligns with the definitions of popularity, prosperity, and profit. But the things that I am endlessly curious about are the accomplishments according to an aim or purpose. But really, it's about purpose and meaning. So if I look back over the history of this show, I'm really searching for success in the form of connecting to and expressing purpose and meaning for myself and for others. What about you? How do you define success for your life and work? It's an incredibly difficult question to not only ask yourself, but also to wrestle with the answer and to do the work of change. What if all this time you've been pursuing the wrong definition of success, and that's why you haven't achieved it? Or perhaps the achievements you've gained have felt empty. When I think about the ordering of questions in this episode, what is success? Where is success present? And how is it measured? The ordering of these questions is intentional because often we look to the lives of others and compare our own lives as external measures of success. But when we know what success is for ourselves, then and only then can we look to others and even ourselves to see where it's present or not present. In many ways, that definition becomes like a point on a map or a bearing on a compass. We know where we're headed and if we are moving toward it or away from it. So where is success present in your life and in the lives of others? What are the signs of success that you're looking for? Since my own compass is set on purpose and meaning, I'm looking within and without for these signs. The first thing I'm looking at are experiments. These short-term tests that I want to put out into the world to see if I'm interested in them and if other people are interested in them. And then they move into projects. these short-term experiments become long-term projects that I'm devoting time and energy to, that then third become measurements of growth, which then turn into impact. And this list will be different for you based upon your own definition of success. But notice what's not on this list. Likes, money, external triggers for validation, comparison, and imposter syndrome. Because when you get clear on what success is for you, you can see it more clearly and yourself and others, and learn how you can then measure success. So how do you measure success? Well, let's look at my list of experiments, project, growth, and impact. How do you measure experiments? Well, I think every experiment should have a start and an end date, and it's going to model the scientific method in a lot of ways. So there's going to be a hypothesis. What do I think the hypothesis or the results of this experiment will be? And then, as I do the experiment, what was the outcome? How was it different from what I thought it was going to be? With experiments, these are always short-term tests. They're not going to go on infinitely. Because the whole desire of an experiment is to see if you can turn it into a long-term project. Which leads me to the question, how do you measure the success of projects? Well, I think the main indicator of a project's success is energy. Specifically, are you energized by the process day in and day out? As I approach getting work to work, I am energized by this process. If I continue to do this, I know that there's going to be episodes that I can produce, interviews to release. There's always something to learn. But there are other projects that I have that I'm just not energized by. And so, are those measures of success? Well, in the archaic definition, maybe they're measures of the failures of these projects. And that's okay. But then we come to the question of how do you measure growth? Well, I think growth is measured by internal drive and motivation. This is a lot like the energy measured in the projects, of course. But as I'm motivated to release these episodes, as I'm motivated to put them out there, whether I'm judged, rated, reviewed highly or negatively, positively or negatively, but I think a measure of growth is this question. If you increased the frequency of production, how would you feel? Would you rise to meet the increased production? Or would you shrink away and want to quit? And finally, how do you measure impact? Not only the impact from within, but the impact that you have on others. And that's where you start looking at things like interest. Your own and others, the feedback that you're receiving from the people that matter to this project that you're working on. But here's another measure of impact that is interesting to me. Long-term focus and desire. When you think 10 years into the future, could you still see yourself doing this project? Now, the interesting thing is, in all of these measures of success, notice what metrics weren't present there. That doesn't mean that I don't care about metrics, but making sure that you have a proper understanding of metrics and how they can align with your goals really can serve you. For example, if you are set on getting likes on your Instagram posts and stories, where are you leading people to after that? Most likes on my Instagram posts don't necessarily translate to listens. But listens sometimes don't really translate to growth, impact, or purpose. So I need to be clear not only on the metrics that matter, but where those metrics lead people next. But ultimately, success for me is defined by the long-term focus and desire to not only continue producing the projects that matter, but really help and serve people to discover what matters to them. So as you define what success is for you, begin to notice it, present or not, in yourself and others. And think about how you're going to measure success. As you define what success is for you, beginning to notice it, present or not, in yourself and others, and how you are measuring it, I hope you'll feel the difference in both your life and work. If thinking about success is new for you, I hope that you'll take some time to write down your thoughts before you begin the journey of discovering what's new about yourself. That way you can document the change. This is truly how you learn, grow, and yes, ultimately find success. Thank you so much for listening to Getting Work to Work. Did you know that I started an online community for creators, dreamers, storytellers, and do-gooders just like you? It's called Curiosity Builders, and it's a safe place to connect, learn, grow, and share. You can sign up for free at curiosity.builders, or you can find the link in this episode's show notes at gwtw.co/554. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.